Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's approval ratings among Ohioans have been consistently very high, despite opposition to many of his mandates and executive orders from his fellow Republicans in the Ohio legislature. But does this mean DeWine will have a relatively easy ride in his bid for re-election in 2022? Joining me now to talk about it is WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Morning, Dave.
Most of the polling of Ohio voters that has been done this year shows Governor DeWine's approval rating for the way he's handled the pandemic has been consistently well over 70%. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I do. I think generally speaking, it is. Most Ohioans are in agreement with the mask requirements in businesses. Most are complying with wearing masks themselves. The limits on gatherings seem to be, you know, working for the most part. I haven't heard any big objections to the 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew, which you recently extended. But, sometimes the polling doesn't tell the whole story.
So what's hidden in those poll numbers?
Well, if you drill down a bit, I think you find that Democrats and independents are much more likely to support DeWine than his fellow Republicans on a lot of these issues. The dissent has come from Republicans for the most part, particularly the Trump voters in Ohio. And the governor has a whole lot of Republican critics in this legislature, mostly from the rural suburban counties, who are responding in large part to what the Trump voters see as a heavy-handed attempt to control people's lives.
Assuming that DeWine will run for re-election, which is his plan in 2022, what does all that mean?
I think the most likely result is it'll face a primary challenge from a Trump loyalist like former Congressman Jim Renacci, who ran for the U.S. Senate against Sherrod Brown a few years ago, or Congressman Warren Davidson of Troy, whose district includes Butler County. Both of them have been aiming tweet storms at DeWine with criticism of his policies on the economy in Ohio and particularly on the COVID-19 response. Renacci even has a website that stops just short of being a campaign website if you go look at it, jimrenacci.com. And it seems that the former president, or soon to be former president, Donald Trump, is encouraging this, because he was upset when DeWine, right after the November election, went on CNN and said it appeared Joe Biden had won the election. And Trump didn't like that a bit and started stirring up the pot to find a primary opponent for DeWine.
If there is, do you think DeWine can survive any sort of revolt among Republican primary voters?
Yes, although I think he just probably just as soon not have to do it. I mean, he's an incredible fundraiser. He's a savvy politician. He's been around forever. If he survives a primary challenge, the question would be what would happen in a general election against whoever the Democrats end up nominating for governor.
And what do you think could happen?
Well, the big problem that DeWine could see is a lot of those Democrats who support him now on his COVID-19 actions would end up voting for whoever the Democratic nominee is. But even with all this, I think he has to be considered the favorite for re-election.
Okay, thank you, Howard. If you're interested in more information on this subject, you can read Howard's Politically Speaking column at WVXU.org. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.